and welcome back to another episode of Growing Up Tidy. This is our third episode. I'm Chloe. I'm a course coordinator and organizer. I love your space.
And I'm Mindy. And I am the owner, founder, and organizer, closet designer, space planner.
The list goes on.
Marketing manager, all of those things.
And today we are talking about the unbearable heaviness of clutter. Which is a big sentence. Mm-hmm. We're gonna unpack that though, I promise.
Now, don't let the title scare you off or make you go, ha ha ha, whatever, there's no heaviness in clutter. Because this is real talk. Mm-hmm. And clutter is heavy. And sometimes folks don't know it's going to be heavy when we arrive. And I think that's why we feel like this is
an
important topic. Yes. Yeah. It definitely can be a shock.
Tears will be shed.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes laughs.
And we're really going through all your stuff too. So it can be...
Yeah. So all of those memories that you may associate with the things that you've forgotten about in the basement... in the guest room, bathroom, closet.
Even in the kitchen.
Anywhere at all. Those things can stir up emotion that you may or may not expect to experience. Thus, this is the unbearable heaviness of clutter. So, as we mentioned, this is episode 3 of Growing Up Tidy. And today we're going to be talking about the unbearable heaviness of clutter, and we've written down a number of things that we would like to cover. Chloe, do you want to talk about what we feel like is maybe the most important tidbit about?
So the most important thing we want people to hear today, especially those living in tough situations regarding your organizational
abilities
and maybe the state of your home, what you're experiencing is normal and you are not alone. We wanted to share today that you wax and wane from being able to maintain your home, and that's just because life always happens. Life changes, we go through different stages throughout our lives, and you know, you can't avoid your home changing.
That's right. And that is because we, as you said, we wax and wane in and out of an ability because of often our mental state.
Yeah.
And that's why this is heavy, because this is hard to hear.
Yeah.
Because what we're saying is, if your house is messy, your heart and mind are messy. But as Chloe just mentioned, the whole reason we wanted to talk about this today is that this is so normal.
Yes.
There is a whole industry that has been built around this exact thing. As professional organizers, we realize that almost always, I would say it would be extremely rare, that we don't go to a potential client's place or a client that we are successful in developing a relationship and working with, that aren't experiencing a life transition. You know?
Absolutely.
And that's
not
what makes this heavy. And when you're transitioning from one spot in your life to another, it causes you to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
And when you reflect, sometimes that can, although it's important, I think, to do that because you have to feel those feelings and let them be. But the fact is that it creates a stir of feelings because, like we mentioned, you end up seeing things that are a part of your life at a different life transition. And those can make you feel really remorseful because those times are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is you create this coping strategy where you keep all of those things because you feel like that's how those emotions are kept and how those memories are kept. But of course we all know that memories are kept, you know, in our mind, not in the things. So that's what makes it heavy, because every time we transition through life, it creates this awareness that that thing or that time used to be. And if you let go of the stuff, you feel like you're letting go of that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody experiences these things. We wax and wane mm-hmm. in and out of them.
All of us.
But the reality is that when we can step back and say, okay, this is happening because, like, my house is looking this way because this is happening in my life,
yeah.
then you can forgive yourself and be like, okay, this is what I'm dealing with.
And it gives it a reason to, instead of just, why can't I keep up with this? I've always been able to keep up with
yes.
this, or however you might
yeah.
be feeling.
Yeah, because then that takes you down the whole blame
yeah.
road.
So life transitions are always really involved in all of the work we do. And an example of that could be a loss. It could be a sick loved one. It could be
a birth.
Yeah,
of a child.
Totally.
Changing
divorces.
Careers.
Yeah, changing careers, definitely. Moving.
Retiring.
Yeah. Even just getting older and losing the ability to do things you once were able to do.
Renovating.
Yeah.
Downsizing.
It could be really anything. Anything that's really impacting your life.
Yeah. Anything that's disrupting,
mm-hmm.
really, is what it is, I feel. Because that disruption throws you off of your game.
Yeah.
And when the life transition is difficult, because not all of them that we mentioned are hard. They, like, little pieces of them might be hard. But, you know, having a baby isn't the same as getting a divorce.
Yeah, of course.
Or losing your parent or your child.
And you're going to react to the situations and deal with them differently depending
right.
on what they are.
Yeah. And I feel like, or and I hope, that when people hear that this is normal, like, this is, everyone lives in this way.
Yeah, like, every single client or clients that we work with, they all have a space, a room, or a level in their house or somewhere that is completely
forbidden.
Disorganized. Everybody has somewhere, if it's not the whole house, but, you know, we all have some stuff stashed somewhere. So it's normal. And to just understand that and to feel like you're not, you know, the only one of you don't have anything to be ashamed of is really important
yeah.
in coming to terms and accepting where you are, especially if you're living in a chronically disorganized situation, something that's been ongoing, affecting you for years and years, and there's, you know, habits and things like that associated to it that are causing you to stay in the state that you're in, which would be a little bit different from just having a life transition just throwing you off momentarily
yes.
where you're normally in a state where you can maintain.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, let's face it, some people, we all know this, some people are better or, you know, better disciplined or whatever it is that they're better at, but they're better at maintaining their house. You
yeah.
know, you go to some people's houses and you're like, wow, this is like Style at Home magazine. And then other people you go and you're like, wow, this person is really struggling, you know?
Yeah. But even the Style magazine houses mm-hmm. have that space. Don't forget that part.
Absolutely.
And most of the times they probably spent the whole day making it look like that.
Yeah.
Probably.
Or maybe they have habits ingrained
yes.
that allow them to
yes.
keep it up. But the important thing is that we're all friggin' different.
Yeah.
Like, we're all wired differently, so we all are able to cope differently.
Yeah.
And then add to that, we all wax and wane in
yeah.
and out of different, you know, states of capability. And you know it yourself because you see it, you know,
yeah.
like, and you know that saying where the best way to get your house cleaned up is to invite someone over?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because, you know, you don't want them to see
yeah.
how it is or whatever. But at the same time, I feel like there's this big expectation that
yeah.
our houses be magazine worthy all the time.
And it's,
I've
and
lived
it's okay.
That life, and when you were little, that's
yeah.
why it's Growing Up Tidy. Like, you lived that way.
Yeah.
I've let that go because I've just not had the time.
And it's not more important than your happiness. Yeah. And so we just want to let everyone know that it's okay to be in a situation where stuff's everywhere right now. You know, it's okay if you're struggling with that. It can be fixed. It's definitely something that lots of people are struggling with at the exact same time as you, and or before you and after you.
Yeah.
And you'll probably struggle with it again. I mean, I think that that's the whole point of what we're trying to say to get today. The waves of life are going to put you through different situations, and it's going to affect the way our environment sometimes, and that's okay.
Yeah. And we'll cope differently.
Yeah.
At different levels of ability.
Yeah.
At different times of our life. One thing I have to say though here, because regardless of the state of wax and wane that we're in or that level, I feel like for other people, their understanding or their perspective of their level of okay or tidiness will be different from someone else's.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I think that's why it's important to say that, you know, how your house looks at any given time is okay, because mm-hmm. that is you and it is what works for you. And, you know, maybe it isn't working 100%, but it's where you are is really, I guess, what the point is, that how your house is at this time is how things are, mm-hmm. and owning it and being like, okay, this is where we are. It's so subjective. So you really have to look at your own situation individually and be like, am I okay with this? Maybe it isn't style at home, but maybe yours doesn't need to be style at home. So identifying whether you feel okay where things are at right now or not really helps you put into perspective what your next step should be, you know? Mm-hmm. So I might walk into Chloe's house and for a consult, for example, and things in my opinion are in pretty decent disarray. Like I'm looking around going, ooh, this is going to be, you know, this is going to take some time to do this one kind of thing. But their level of expectation of where they want me to take them or where Chloe would want me to take her would be vastly different from where someone else might want their place to be. And how I know that is by looking around all of your house. If there are spots where it looks like you're, you know, maintaining really good, but then there's like these hidden spots that we talked about really early, like quite a bit earlier, then I know that you want it to look like how the rest of your house is.
You can pick up a lot of information.
Definitely. But if I walk in and it's all like that, then you probably don't really need it to look like the home that it's been there. You just want function and efficiency, you know,
mm-hmm.
in systems. So I just bring that up because I think in order to figure out whether or not you're doing all you can do and whether you're capable of getting mm-hmm. yourself where you want to be is whether you know to ask for help,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Or if you're in a situation where your like actual livelihood is being affected, mm-hmm. like not being able to move around the house or if not being able to use part of the house or that type of thing.
And your entrances
knowing when you need help is important. You can access the clutter image rating scale on our website, I believe.
Yep.
So if you want to refer to that to know, you know, what kind of situation you're in, please do.
Yeah.
We also want to touch on the stigma of chronically disorganized situations and hoarding situations or just disorganized homes or mess in general.
Yes.
And the way that we talk about it and treat people about it. Because I think that that's something that isn't really addressed very often. And I think that it's important to talk about if we're going to be talking about everything else we're talking about today and trying to normalize these situations. And we should probably talk about why we need to normalize them.
Yeah, and I mean, we can't talk about the unbearable heaviness of clutter without talking about people who are you know, stuck in a position where they're constantly looking at things to bring home. They're stuck in, like, acquiring continuously. And people who are chronically disorganized in general, too, like,
there's a lot of shame associated with it. It's incredibly common.
It's so common.
The amount of shame that we can hear from our clients when, or even just people that, potential clients that later become clients, reach out to us explaining, you know, that they need help. You can hear the shame, you can hear the embarrassment, and absolutely. And so we just want you guys to understand that we get tons and tons of leads with these exact same situations. And if this is something that you're experiencing, you're not alone.
It's not permanent.
No.
That's really what I hope people get from this, is that, you know, in addition to it being super normal, that, like we mentioned, I mean, you're waxing and waning, which means, you know, it's fluid. Disorganization is very fluid.
And the world is set up against you to make you this way. And then you're expected to not be this way.
Exactly.
So don't beat yourself up if you're in a situation like this, because it's okay. And
you're coping.
It can be figured out.
And that's the thing I think really struck me one time when I participated in a webinar about hoarding, is that they are coping. What they're doing is they're reacting.
Yeah.
Mentally, emotionally, very deeply to an event that's happened, a life transition that has happened to them. And it is obviously not something that people choose. It's something that they have, like, it's a mental health stigma where if you were to come out to a friend and say, you know, I'd have you over, but the reason I always say no is I'm a hoarder. Like, there is so much heaviness around that. Like, even if you don't identify as quote unquote a hoarder, because I find that really derogatory term, but even if you don't realize that you're, you know, in a situation where you're really, really failing and causing your environment to be unsafe and all of those things, you are reacting to something bad that you've experienced and weren't able to get past. And I feel like if people understood that more, they would be kinder about it.
And we would be able to help a lot more, too, if there wasn't such this stigma and this shame associated. Because one thing that, well, one of the biggest reasons, in my opinion, is that most of the time people in really dire situations don't call unless they're about to pass or very ill, or people want to see their stuff.
Or they're being evicted.
Yeah.
Like, they have to.
And it's sad that it takes that much. It's to that level.
Knowing, I guess this would be like a nurse, and knowing someone was terminally ill and knowing what's to come for them would be hard. I feel similar about knowing people who are affected in this huge way and whose homes are, like, they're, you know, completely embarrassed and they've shut people off. Like, those situations absolutely break my heart. Like, they really do.
And it happens a lot.
Yeah. Because I know what it means for them. It means that they can't get close to anyone. It means that they're going to be seriously impacted in
daily life.
Health.
Daily life.
I mean, like, sometimes it gets so bad, as you know, that they can't use their water, so they can't shower, they can't cook, they can't clean. Like, and how that happens is their shame is so enormous that when something fails in the house, they can't allow them to bring in a technician because they're too embarrassed. So it just doesn't get fixed.
Progresses,
And also, most often, or always, actually, with people who are suffering with hoarding disorder, they're also acquiring. So it's not just that they won't give something up, and causes the house to fill, but it's that they're still constantly seeking that fix of buying or getting something free or whatever. So, you know, once that continues for just a few months, imagine how that fills up a house. So it can quickly happen where, you know, the furnace breaks down one summer, and then, you know, obviously the person that's living there really wants to fix it, like mm-hmm. wants to clean it up so she can or he can get someone in to fix it, or they really want to get past the shame so someone can get in to fix it, but they just can't. So I feel like if more people understood the turmoil that they're not lazy.
No.
They're absolutely. Most often, actually I saw a statistic recently, I couldn't quote exactly, but it was definitely higher than 80% of people who are struggling with hoarding disorder are perfectionists. So I think at this point it would be really good to recap that, you know, it's so incredibly normal
mm-hmm.
for people to be struggling and also for people to not be struggling, because literally yeah. we're, you know, flowing in and out of abilities
as we move through life,
as we move through those life and transitions.
We talked about some examples of that, and we talked about trying to come to terms with it and the fact that, you know, your habits have, they come into play in your situation a lot. We talked about understanding you're not alone. And lastly, we talked about the stigma.
Yeah. I think it would be good to mention too that there are also a number of people out there who, when I go into their house, the house actually looks really tidy.
Yeah.
Most of the house. And I know we kind of touched on that, but I just want to remind people that even if, because we talked so heavily about, you know, how impactful chronic disorganization can be, there are also a lot of you out there, I know, who you don't look like someone who is chronically disorganized, but your house still drives you crazy. So regardless of where you are on that heaviness scale of, that is this clutter scale of heaviness.
You are not alone.
You are not alone. And that, you know, it's temporary how you're feeling, whether things are really great. Know that they're not always, not to be downer, but they're not always going to be great. So make sure that, you know, you're staying on top of your editing, that things are purged sufficiently, all of that. When things are good, you know, make sure you're getting stuff out and you're, you know, re-establishing your systems and all of that. But if you're stuck and staying stuck in chronic disorganization, definitely reach out to us, because we have tons of resources, free and paid, that are available to people who are struggling. And this is our mission. Like, we are passionate about helping people who are dealing with this unbearable heaviness of clutter.
It is okay not to be okay.
Yes. If you yourself aren't able to change the situation in your house because maybe the person or a person that you're living with is chronically disorganized, there are resources for you too. So if you're struggling, you don't have to do it by yourself.
We are definitely open to taking suggestions for podcast ideas, but next month, for the month of December, we are probably going to be talking about holidays. So we hope to have you guys listening next month as well. And we hope you guys enjoyed, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes, thank you so much, guys, for following. We love to hear your feedback. See you in December.
Yes, see you next month.